This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
You're number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match?
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And we'd like to welcome you once again to high school baseball on this Thursday afternoon on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. It's Fort Loramie versus Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy. Last year, Lancaster Fisher Catholic was here, lost to Rushi. Last year, in place of this year's Ohio Heritage Conference team, Southeastern Cedarville was here. So it's a very similar regional to a year ago. Rushi has won already, as it did in a regional semifinal one season ago. And the Raiders await the winner of this game for the regional championship tomorrow at 5. Airtime at 4:30, both online and on radio. Very interesting development as we look down and watch both teams work out, take infield practice. Fort Loramie attired in white pants, red jerseys, black sleeves. Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy in white shirts, red jerseys, and navy blue sleeves.
Yes.
Navy blue sleeves and black sleeves. The only significant difference in the unis between these two clubs. This Fort Loramie team, like last year's club, manufactures runs. It doesn't have the speed as it did a year ago, that's for sure. But as we will hear from head coach Jeff Sanders in a minute, it's a team that's gotten better and better and better as this season has progressed, that's for sure. Fort Loramie on the campaign has lost just six times, 23-6. Redskins have won 14 of their last 15. Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy, 14-11, as I mentioned. The Knights have won 7 of their last 9, 4 of their last 5. A 2-4 start to begin the season. In the tournament, Fairfield Christian Academy beat two clubs that beat Lancaster twice each during the regular season. That's how Fairfield Christian Academy has turned the tables on this 2022 campaign. It is a very young team, starting 5 sophomores, 2 juniors, 2 seniors. Fort Loramie is extremely experienced. You look down through the starting lineup and you see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seniors, a couple of juniors, and a sophomore. Redskins rebuilt, reloaded very quickly. Outstanding job done by this coaching staff. And Fort Loramie, I think, was ranked as high as 6 during AP polls throughout the year. In fact, maybe number 6 weeks in the 7th poll just last week.
State Coaches Association poll, that is an AP poll voter in football and boys and girls basketball. I'll clarify that because the AP gets enough flack, and rightly so, for some of the polls for that one. So the baseball and all the other sports are all responsibility of the coaches associations. And if I'm being honest, they have a better idea than the reporters do across the state.
Sure. No question about it. I'm Jack Kramer, joined by Bryant Billing, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee today. Chuck will be along tomorrow for the regional championship. First pitch at 5, airtime 4:30. That's tomorrow, Rushi against the winner of this game.
I don't know if you tried to rhyme that, but you did, and I got a good kick out of it.
Isaac Ratterman, Owen Plyman, Carson Tennery, Logan Eilerman. So it's a club which, yes, stresses defense and pitching first, but the offense has really been coming around. I'd like to remind you that we are on the air thanks to these underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. A lot of gratitude to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since way back in 2006 and 7. Thanks as well here on scoresbroadcast.com to Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online, securecom.com, the pros in protection. Thanks to the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, our broadcast partner. WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. New underwriting sponsors, which have come on board in the last several months. Knox Machinery, Precision Strip in Minster, Airstream Inc. in Jackson Center, and Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Don't forget Brunson Welding and Golf Carts in Anna, also new in the last several months here on scoresbroadcast.com. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here today, the keys are as follows. Fort Loramie wants to jump on top and show Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy that the Redskins are the favorite, and Fort Loramie wants to deliver a knockout punch early and not allow the team from Lancaster to hang around. If so, the Knights could build some confidence. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Understand that Fort Loramie will start Ty Ruhenkamp in this game. Right-hander Ty Ruhenkamp will open up on the mound because of injury, limited to just 15 innings. He's allowed 6 hits, 2 starts. He's thrown in 4 games. Ruhenkamp starts. Jimmy Schmitz, with an under 1 ERA, 3-2 mark on the year, begins the game for Christian Academy. He has left 42 runners on base in his pinching stints this season. So he's been in trouble. He's managed to work out of hot water. He is on the mound for Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy, which got here, by the way, after defeating East Knox 7-5 in a game that was interrupted a couple times last week. That was a district final. East Knox, one of the two teams that beat Lancaster twice in the season, and then Fairfield Christian flipped the script in the, easy for me to say, flipped the script in the tournament. Manny Schultz was the pitcher for Fairfield Christian Academy last week against East Knox. He threw 6 innings to pick up the win. Fairfield Christian Academy had 12 hits in that game. Matthew Keener had 2 hits, including a triple. His twin brother, Andrew Keener, 2-for-2 with 2 ribbies. Those are a couple of big names to listen out for in our play-by-play here today. Earlier this week, I had the chance to sit down and talk with Jeff Sanders, head coach of the Fort Loramie Redskins, and he talked a little bit about how this year's club is different from last year's team and how over the course of the offseason and in March and April this season, the transformation occurred. Coach Sanders.
I knew that we had some nice juniors that were ready to kind of come up and take the helm and be the next leaders of the next team. We had, this class is a really nice class as well, but it was really a matter of, you know, who's going to replace Darren Hoying, and who's going to replace this guy, and who's going to replace Jake Sanders at second base.
Right.
Those are holes that we didn't really necessarily have a peg to put into. So it was kind of a trial and error, and we came out in the spring practices and guys are moving around and put different places, and you know, as the season went on, we fixed a lot of mistakes that I didn't think we would ever make. Base running mistakes, a couple times where we didn't throw strikes, some mental errors, you know, a couple times forgot on me outs or R.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a couple of mistakes that I was kind of surprised that we made, but as the season went along, you know, we made a couple of tweaks and a couple of adjustments here and there, specifically in the field, and the lineup took a little bit longer to figure out as far as who's batting where. But as the season went along, it started to kind of come into focus about where we wanted to put certain people and where their effectiveness would be, both in the field and in the lineup. And you know, for sure, it's what coaches do in the off season. They sit and they daydream about, you know, what's going to happen or where a guy's going to be, and you know, that's kind of what you daydream about in the off season. And I know sometimes, another coach told me one time that in the off season, every other month, he writes a hypothetical roster and a lineup, and he laughs about how much it changes from over a period of time.
But it
came together, and I think I think we're all, as a coaching staff, pretty confident where we're at right now.
Okay, one thing you did know for sure, going from 21 to 22, was that the left side of your infield would be solid with Evan Eilerman, Clint Hilgefort returning.
Well, sure, and you know, when you're talking about high school baseball, you're talking about predominantly pull hitters,
yep.
And those two spots are going to get a lot of action, and they're pretty important spots. And those guys are leaders; they're vocal, they make plays, they know their responsibilities on different situations. They field bunts well. Clint fields bunts well. Evan is a great leader out there, in charge of directing traffic and things of that nature. But I felt great that those two guys were coming back for our left side.
Pitching staff and what these young men bring to the table. I know they throw strikes and pitch to contact, and that's a good thing.
Well, yeah, you know, we don't have anybody that throws 85 or higher, but we feel like if we make effective pitches and control the strike zone, we can be successful in the fact that the game is moving along in a good pace. We're keeping the other team on the field, and we're staying off the field. Our defense is in a ready position a lot when we're throwing strikes, and we have a great coaching staff, a great pitching coach that handles the pitchers, good philosophy together that the players believe in, the pitchers believe in,
mm-hmm.
and they buy into,
yep.
And the pitchers buy into what we're doing, and we've had more success on the mound this year than I would have anticipated, so it's been great for us.
Hey, a thumbnail sketch of the repertoire of the left-hander Meyer, along with Fleckenstein and Ruenkamp.
Yeah, you know, Derek's a typical lefty. He's tough to hit. He does things that just make it difficult. He makes good pitches. He's got multiple pitches. He likes to throw different pitches in different counts, and he's good at it. Whereas, you know, you got to have like Ty Ruenkamp and Terrence Fleckenstein, I would say, are a little bit more power pitchers, even though they don't throw extremely hard. They're power pitchers. They come right at you. They'll pitch inside. They'll pitch outside. Their velocity is good. They're bulldogs on the mound. They want to compete. They want to be successful. They want to be good. They work hard at it. And that's true for all of our pitchers.
And no reason to put the pitch clock on Derek Meyer between pitches. He's throwing the next one before he gets the previous pitch back from the catcher.
Yeah, you know, I guess that's as a coaching staff, but what we got to figure out, like, what kind of cadence and what kind of rhythm our pitchers want to be in. And he likes to work fast, and, you know, we've already prepared him for times that, you know, teams are going to step out. Teams are going to want to slow you down.
Right.
They're watching the same game we are. they're going to want to do things to disrupt your rhythm. So he knows that, but if he had his druthers, he would work fast all the time. So, yeah.
You may not have as much team speed as a year ago, but you manufacture runs every bit as well as last season, for sure.
Yeah, what made last year so interesting is it seemed like every time we got a hit, it was an RBI. Uh-huh. Because we were able to get guys to second so quickly.
Right.
There were times that we were going to steal, and the other team knew it, and they still couldn't do anything about it. So it was a little bit more dramatic in how impressive that last year's team was, because, like I said, every time we got a base hit, we typically had a guy on second or third, and it was an RBI.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have to be a little more methodical and a little more strategic about how we're going to get runs manufactured. So we may bunt a little bit more. I mean, we still have team speed. We have guys that will run. But, you know, we've got to be a little more calculating. And are we going to bunt here? Are we going to hit away? And so there's been a little bit more of that to try to figure out on how to, you know, and this team this year is successful, but they don't score as many runs as last year. They don't score by as many wide margins as last year, just because last year's team with 10 hits is different than this year's team with 10 hits.
Right.
Because there's a lot more RBI chances for that team. So, you know, it's been an interesting year to get this team right where we need to be.
Certainly there's an outstanding tradition with regard to Fort Loramie Athletics, including baseball. Last year's team set a lofty standard. This year's club wants to compete every bit as well as the 2021 team did.
Yeah, you know, it's a recipe. You got to have all the ingredients, and you got good community support, you got good administrative support, you got great players that believe in what we're doing, and they're buying into our philosophy, and they work hard. Guys that are multi-sport athletes that work hard in the weight room, on the court, in the field, wherever it might be. And we got one of the best coaching staffs. I'll say one of the best coaching staffs in the state at all divisions. So, you know, you got to have a good recipe, and we do that. And you know, it's nice to have some underclassmen that are on the team when they make a run, because, you know, they get a taste of that, and they're willing to make the sacrifice and the dedication to say, I want, that's going to be me next year. And that's a great thing to have.
Redskins head coach Jeff Sanders, Fort Loramie's mentor of the baseball program, Coach Sanders. Last year's Fort Loramie team advanced all the way to the state semifinal, lost to Warren John F. Kennedy. This year's team is trying to get right back to the state Final Four and continue that tradition of excellence in Fort Loramie baseball. We are going to take a two-minute radio station break. Two-minute radio station break is up next. Then we will return with the starting lineups and the first pitch of this game between Fort Loramie and Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
I am Jack with Bryant, who's pinch hitting for Chuck McBee here on scoresbroadcast.com today. Chuck returns tomorrow for the regional championship, airtime 4:30. Rushi will take on the winner of this game. Fort Laramie Redskins against Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy. Both clubs have gotten very well-pitched games here of late in the tournament, especially Fairfield Christian Academy defeated Tree of Life 5-1, Burn Union 3-1, East Knox 7-5. Both Burn and Knox beat Fairfield Christian Academy twice in the season. And as I mentioned a little while ago, the Knights flipped the script on those two teams here in the tournament. Fort Laramie, a trio of very well-pitched games as well in tournament action, defeating Houston 8-1, Bradford 10-0, and Springfield Catholic Central by a final score of 8-0. Redskins now 23-6 on the campaign. Warren John F. Kennedy, last year's state champ, still in tournament play heading into regional action today. Don't know the outcomes of any other regional contests. 2 o'clock games around the state are in the books. But Warren JFK, last year's state champ, was still in Lucasville Valley, which played Van Wert Lincoln View in a state semifinal last year, was still in entering play today, as was Lincoln View. And of course, Fort Laramie is playing Lancaster Academy here today at Princeton High School. Fort Laramie Redskins are the home team and will be on the field defensively to start the game. On the mound is Ty Ruhenkamp. As I mentioned, 15 innings, he's allowed 6 hits. Did pitch well down the stretch. Derek Meyer moves over to take that first base spot. Clint Hilgeford at third. Evan Eilerman at short. Maverick Grudich at second. Owen Plyman behind the plate. Outfield left to right. Isaac Ratterman in left. Logan Eilerman in center. Carson Tennery in right. Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy will open the game with Aiden Langwasser, Matthew Keener, and his twin Andrew Keener, the first three hitters, sophomore, junior, junior. The opponent for Fort Laramie today features 5 softs, a couple juniors, a couple seniors. Will be interesting, Brian, to keep an eye on Ty Ruhenkamp. Check out his control. See if he's spot on. He could be a little rusty. In fact, I just looked down, saw 2 warm-up pitches by Ty, and they were over Plyman's head behind the plate. But things can change very quickly. Going to be very important for Ty to fashion good control. You know, Jeff Sanders, he's got a quick hook. He is able to sense a change in momentum in games, and that's where he likes to change that momentum right back his way by making a modification on the mound.
Yeah, last time Ty Ruhenkamp came up was in that win over Bradford. That was a district semifinal when he pitched 2 innings that game. Did not allow a hit, struck out 3 batters. Derek Meyer pitched 3 innings that night as well. And that was a run rule victory. And like you said, 3 big victories so far for the Redskins to start tournament play here. They will try for a 4th today.
And as I mentioned about 15, 20 minutes ago, hopefully we don't get too confused. Fort Laramie in white pants, Fairfield Christian Academy white pants. From the front, both teams appear to be wearing dark jerseys. Well, no, Fort Laramie's black in front, Fairfield Christian Academy red. Redskins have black sleeves, and Christian Academy navy blue sleeves. So at first glance, if you didn't know a whole lot about these two teams, you might be really perplexed who's who. Ruhenkamp right out of the chute. Two good-looking curveballs. And then a third in and over. Strike three. Aiden Langwasser out looking.
You couldn't want a better first batter than that if you're Fort Laramie. What a great first three pitches by Ruhenkamp there, Jack.
Langwasser was hitting at 258 when he stepped in. Now the Twins, Matthew Keener, Andrew Keener, two of the best hitters on this club without question. Matthew Keener, a dazzling 470 on the year, looks at a Ruhenkamp pitch on the outside corner for a strike. That's the hardest one he's thrown so far. The winner takes on Rushi tomorrow at 5 for the regional championship. Ruhenkamp up and in. A ball, a strike. 1-1. Wind blowing out to the right field fence. Not as strongly as it was an hour or two ago.
Now the wind has calmed down. The sky has cleared up partially.
Yep.
You'd have never known that it rained a lot earlier today.
Swing and a foul ball out of play to the right. Matthew Keener, a junior, center fielder, wears number 9. Fairfield Christian Academy Knights, as they are called. Head coach Josh Baker will tell you a little about him as the game progresses. Uh-oh, Ruhenkamp, curveball. It's a beauty. Strike three. Looking. Tell you what, Ty Ruhenkamp, known for a good breaking pitch. Boy, he's featured it so far. And Fairfield Christian Academy has been stifled. Here's Andrew Keener. Cutting, missing, strike one. Ruhenkamp on a roll, working quickly. Another breaking ball in the dirt, low and in. A ball, a strike. Outfield for Andrew Keener, clearly around to the left. Logan Eilerman a little bit in left center. Swing and a miss, strike two. A ball and two strikes on Andrew Keener. High fastball, 2-2. It was in game one today. The Southeastern starter, Matt Smith, made quick work of Rushi in 10 pitches. And Ruhenkamp does about the same against Fairfield Christian Academy. Swinging, missing, hit a high fastball is Andrew Keener as Ty Ruhenkamp K's the side to start the game. Academy nothing. Fort Laramie coming to bat in the bottom of the first. No score on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Laramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 is Barker Insurance, celebrating 50 years in business now. Barker has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the region. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance needs. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Derek Meyer, first ball hitting, flies to center. One pitch, one out. As Jimmy Schmitz, much like Ty Ruhenkamp, Bryant, is going to feed hitters here in the second game a steady diet of off-speed stuff, 70s, 60s, maybe even some 50 mile per hour throws. In fact, Schmitz throwing a little bit softer than Ruhenkamp, I think.
Yes, he is.
There's a swing and a line drive. Base hit into right center field. That ball was stung by Evan Eilerman, and it's played back to the diamond by Matthew Keener, the center fielder.
Yeah, Keener initially fell down there. Looked like he could have rolled by him, but he did a good job of using his body to block it, not letting it roll away from him, and he was able to limit that to just a single.
Evan Eilerman timed up a slow curveball.
That he did, yeah.
He put a charge into it. Blasted that one over the head of the second baseman, Gabe Lynn. Carson Tennery steps in now for Fort Loramie, the right fielder. First two hitters for the Redskins were lefties. Meyer and Eilerman, now Carson Tennery, fouling a pitch out of play to the right. No score, bottom of the first. Fort Loramie, a man on, one out. Rushi has beaten Southeastern 6-2 with a six-run explosion in the fourth. Swing and a ball pulled hard in the hole between third and short. Base wrapped by Tennery. That ball is ripped. He turned on a slow inside breaking ball and jacked it between third and short. And Fort Loramie's got two men on. First and second, one out. Bottom of the first inning. And here's Isaac Ratterman, junior left fielder, from the right side as well. Schmitz, the right-hander, has fed Fort Loramie a lot of soft stuff so far. Breaking ball wide of the plate, outside ball one. Ball and no strikes, 1-0. Runners at first and second for Fort Loramie. Here's the pitch by Schmitz. Look back at second. Breaking ball caught the outside corner for a strike. 1-1. Good pitch. A ball and a strike. Isaac's been to the plate 68 times this year. 22 hits. He's cracked five doubles. Swings, pops it up back toward the screen. Good hustle by the catcher Hamill of Christian Academy. Can't get to it. Defensively for Academy, Justin Hamill behind the plate. Third to first, it's Aiden Langwasser at third, Andrew Keener at short, Gabe Lynn at second, Gunnar Hankison at first base. Outfield in a moment. Here's the two-strike pitch to Ratterman. Fouled off the handle over third, out of play into the bullpen. Left fielder for Academy is J.P. Vance, Matthew Keener in center. Julius Wilson is in right.
You said J.P. Vance. I had to think in my head for a quick second, Jack. I thought you were talking about the one Senate candidate there.
Right.
One letter off.
Here's a pitch in the dirt, and Ratterman cannot hold back. Check swing. Ruled a swing and a strike. First base is occupied. Ball hit the ground, rolled away from the catcher.
Well,
but Ratterman is out automatically as a result with somebody at first. Two down for the Redskins. And here is Taryn Fleckenstein, who DHs for Clint Hilgefort, who plays third. Well, can Schmitz work out of trouble? That's the big question.
I was getting ready to say, you talked about how many runners he's left on base this year.
It's amazing. 42 LOBs, 42 base runners left on by this pitcher, Schmitz. He's been in and out of hot water all year long. 3-2 record, low ERA of 1. There's a bouncing ball to the plate to Fleckenstein. It's going to take an adjustment. Rushi showed that in game 1. Smith for Southeastern was throwing Rushi off speed after off speed. Rushi, second time through the order, has started to really tie into the baseball. Way outside to Fleckenstein, two balls. Fleckenstein, 17 for 60 on the year, three doubles. Left foot even with the right. Breaking ball far and away, outside, low. 3-0. Outfield very deep for Fleckenstein. Wow, the left fielder must be...
Yes.
Oh, he's 320 feet from home plate. 320 down the lines, 360 in the alleys, 385 to center. There's a strike to Fleckenstein down the middle. And out over the center and right field fences, I-75. Here's the 3-ball, 1-strike pitch to Fleckenstein. Big breaking ball, hit off the handle, fly ball, short left. Left fielder, because he was so deep, as I just mentioned, has no chance. He's got to play it on a bounce. Wow, that was a factor. Poor positioning by Christian Academy. Had there been a warning track, that's about where the left fielder was
right
at the time of the pitch. And he had no chance whatsoever. Ball was hit well up in the air. Fleckenstein, a bloop single. Run scores. Runner at first and second. And here's Ty Ruhenkamp. Ruhenkamp looks at a pitch, letter high, outside half of the plate for a strike. Boy, a two-out hit would be big. We've already had one two-out base wrap before Lormie. Turned in seconds ago by Fleckenstein. Another curveball in the inside corner, off the handle again. This one doesn't make it out of the dirt, though. The shortstop retreats, and it is caught on the play by Andrew Keener of Lancaster. We're going to take a one-minute radio station break. One-minute radio station break is coming up next. 1-0 Fort Loramie after one over Lancaster Christian Academy on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or you need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank and Osgood Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member. OsgoodBank.com. Good first inning by Fort Loramie, which managed to scratch out three singles. Got a run, base knock by Taryn Fleckenstein, and Ty Ruhenkamp starts off the second with the way he ended the first, curveball outside corner, and it's a strike. Manny Schultz, the DH, is the hitter here for Fairfield Christian Academy. Schultz on the year at 296 average. Strike two called, waist high, outside corner. Ruhenkamp is on the beam.
Yes.
We had some questions in the pregame. How sharp will Ty be? Wow, he's razor sharp.
He got out of that first inning with 14 pitches.
Yeah, who knows? Coach Sanders not seeking necessarily a complete game, seven innings of work from Ty Ruhenkamp.
That's correct.
That's not the objective, but a good start, that's
yes,
what coach wants.
Yep.
2-2 pitch to Schultz, curveball fouled away, still 2-2.
And a much quicker start to their hitting today than that Catholic Central District final game. Jack, I know you saw a bit of that last Wednesday in Versailles.
Yep.
Took them a while until about, the fifth?
There's a ball spanked on one bounce to tie. Ruhenkamp gloves. Throws on to first out. One away. Ty Ruhenkamp to Derek Meyer. Yeah, curveballs were giving Fort Loramie fits against Springfield Catholic Central. Redskins were off balance against the breaking pitches in the first inning here a few minutes ago, but did manage to get three hits and six at-bats and produced a run. Swing and a miss, strike one on pitch number one to the new hitter, Justin Hamill, the catcher for Christian Academy.
Yeah, Fairfield Christian's going to have to figure this out here after their first go around through the lineup, but they want to keep in this one. They're not looking hot swinging at some of these so far today.
Hamill hits from the right side. And he swings and misses on strike three. I missed a pitch. It was 0-2. Swing and a miss by Hamill. He's down on strikes. Four Ks in five batters for Ruhenkamp. Excellent beginning to the game for Ty. Now Jimmy Schmitz, who pitched for Academy against East Knox last week in the district final. Schmidt steps in, looks at a pitch up and away for a ball. My mistake, it wasn't Schmidt who pitched last week. It was the number one starter for East Knox who threw. It was Schultz who fired the real good game last week. Ball up and in on the hitter Schmidt. Ruhenkamp just one curve after another, and now that 3-0 pitch looked like a strike right down the middle. I think it was called an inch or two upstairs. Base on balls for Schmitz. Yeah, he threw real well in the completion of the suspended game last week when at Upper Arlington High School, East Knox was defeated by Lancaster Academy 7-5 after Knox had enjoyed a 3-1 lead on the first day of the two-day event. Check swing. Nope. He went around, says the home plate umpire. Two strikes on Gunnar Hankison, the first baseman. One on, two outs. Ruhenkamp looks at first. Fires to the plate. Ooh, my. Just outside, maybe a hair low. This plate umpire, Bryant, not quite as generous as the guy behind the plate in game one.
Right, yes.
Two-strike pitch to Hankison. That one's high and away. 2-2 count. We're in the top of the second inning. Fort Loramie, the home team, has batted and scored. Lancaster Christian Academy has a walk without a hit. Ooh. High fastball, swung on and missed. Ruhenkamp reared back and threw a blazer. Inning over. We go to the bottom of inning number two. Fort Loramie 1, Christian Academy nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota. Picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Thanks as well to Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie, Regal Trophy and Awards, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. It's Regal for the crowning touch. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Pinnacle will keep you moving forward. Thanks in Rushi to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn, 575 East Main. And don't forget Brookins. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. And Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier, on with us as well. Quick Working Schmitz is firing one pitch after another to Logan Eilerman of Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the second inning, and Eilerman eventually works a walk. 3-1 pitch way up and inside. Maverick Grudich steps in now, second baseman for the Redskins, after the base on balls to Logan Eilerman. Logan, every bit of 6'5". He's got good wheels. Grudich looks at a pitch on the outside corner. As Schmitz caught the edge with a breaking ball. Nothing and one. Logan was hitting 16 for 50 on the year. Grudich 11 for 42. Grudich swings, turns on a curve up and in. Powers it down the left field line. Foul by about 10 feet. Well, if that's fair, it's extra bases.
Yes.
Logan Eilerman at first for Fort Loramie. None out. Bottom of the second. Redskins 1. Lancaster Academy nothing. That pitch is way outside. A ball and two strikes. The count 1-2. And Maverick Grudich, very quick working Schmitz, as is Ty Ruhlenkamp for Fort Loramie. Another curve on the inside part of the plate. And it's fouled a good 300 feet down the line and left, out of play. Redskins trying to time up the soft offerings from the pitcher, Schmitz. There's one that bounces to the plate. Where does that take the count, Bryant? 2-2?
I believe so, yes.
Two balls, two strikes?
Yes, and that's what the scoreboard says as well.
2-2 pitch, breaking ball off the handle, flared behind first, right fielder on the dead run, great catch! And the runner for Fort Loramie, Eilerman, was well down the line towards second, had to dash back in a hurry, right fielder threw the cutoff, and he thrown behind Logan Eilerman to the first baseman Hankison, it would have been a double play. So Grudich flies to short right. Nice play by the right fielder, Julius Wilson. Here's a bunt toward third. It's a beauty. Oh, they won't get a soul. Outstanding bunt on the play by Owen Plyman of Fort Loramie.
And you had the catcher, third baseman, pitcher all converge on it. Jack, I don't know if they didn't call it or what the deal was there.
Bunt, single, Owen Plyman. You talk about superb placement. About 35 feet up the line at third. It was a no-man's land. And the pitcher, third baseman, catcher looked at each other and said, none of us can get it. Everybody moved up. Or I should say Eilerman at first moved up. First and second, one out. Derek Meyer to the plate. Redskins with a chance to tack on another run or two. Already leading 1-0 in the bottom of the second. Rushi has already beaten Southeastern 6-2. Inside pitch at the knees of Meyer. Ball one.
And we have already went through the lineup. Back to the top now here with Meyer.
Yep. Redskins a chance to do damage. Evan Eilerman on deck. Two left-hand batters here against the pitcher, Schmitz. Inside curveball. Derek Meyer bunts down the third baseline. Oh, it's rolling. It's staying about 3 inches fair. It rolls a good 60 to 70 feet down the line and stops. It's a base hit. Derek Meyer, a great bunt.
Oh, that one was gorgeous.
Yep, on the heels of one by Owen Plyman. It was almost like Derek got out away from the pitch. It was way inside. He bunted it up the third baseline. It stayed parallel to the stripe for a good 60 feet or so. Never went foul. Bases full. Here's the swing by Evan Eidelman, and he belts a single up the middle into center. One run scores. Here comes another runner to the plate, sliding in safely. Redskins with runners at first and second, and a 3-0 advantage. Evan Eidelman wasted no time after the Derek Meyer bunt single, and he pasted a base hit right back through the box, a liner that skidded off the outfield grass. Redskins plate two and lead it 3-0.
And Schmitz and Fairfield Christian still have some work to do to get out of this inning. Only one out. Lormey still with two on.
Evan Eilerman has wrapped two solid singles so far in this game. Here's Carson Tennery. Two on, one out. Big curveball dribbled to short. Shortstop charges and throws it away at second. It's into right field. Another run scores. 4-0 Fort Loramie.
Yeah, he came up firing on that one. I think he had a little bit too much heat on that throw, Jack.
Yep. Andrew Keener gobbled up the ground ball. Looked like he might have trouble fielding because the runner had crossed in front. Then Keener shot it sidearm to his second baseman, Gabe Lynn, and it was way wide and went into right center. Redskins scoring another run, so it's 4-0. Am I on top of it?
You are correct, yes.
So that goes down as an E6. E6. Josh Baker, head coach, Lancaster Academy, to the mound. Redskins still two runners aboard. And three runs in to expand the lead to 4-0.
Three hits and one walk so far in this inning for Fort Loramie. That error there has allowed another base runner. Now Ratterman coming up, Jack. The Redskins have a good opportunity here to keep this thing going and really start what could be a blowout if they're able to drive through another one, two, or three, or however many.
Our radio station sponsors and 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney are as follows. Throwback to second base, safe. Busher's Market in Rushi, Reese Insurance Group in Sydney, Sydney Body Car Star, Realty 2000, Sydney Tire, and Best One Tire. Thank you so much. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Another throwback to second by the pitcher Schmitz. Not in time. Redskins with two on, runners at first and second, four runs in. Pitch to Isaac Ratterman, slow breaking curveball high, and it is a ball. Well, we've had a conversation on the mound, dialogue between head coach Baker and pitcher Schmitz. Schmitz continues to work. High pitch swung on by Ratterman, lofted short right field. It's not an infield fly rule. Second baseman gives way to the right fielder who trots in and grabs it. Nice running catch by the right fielder of Christian Academy, Julius Wilson, to record out number two. Stepping in now for the Redskins, Taryn Fleckenstein, two on, two out, 4-0 Fort Loramie, bottom of the second. Here's the pitch to Fleckenstein, slow-breaking curveball, and it's towered in the air to the right side. Second baseman camping, it's Lynn, he's got it. And the pitcher, Schmitz, registers two outs. After three score, there were two on. Redskins could not do further damage, but tallied three to lead after two. It's Fort Loramie 4, Lancaster Academy 0 on scores, broadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Welcome back to Princeton High School. I'm Jack with Bryant, who's pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. Redskins on top 4-0 over Lancaster Academy, top of the third. Rushi awaits the winner. Raiders beat Southeastern 6-2 thanks to a 6-run fourth inning today to overcome a 2-0 deficit in our first game of this afternoon. Now moving into the early evening. Ty Ruhenkamp, who's been off to a good start, he's retired 6 of 7, one base on balls. He has struck out 5 in this contest to date. J.P. Vance steps in, fouls the first pitch off. Vance is the left fielder. That was a strike, cut on and missed. Wide open stance. Boy, he's well away from the plate. Hits a ground ball to the right side. Nice play by the first baseman, Derek Meyer. Athletic maneuver to a knee. Flips on to first. Ruhenkamp covers. Outs, one away. Well done. Nice execution by the Redskins. Meyer to Ruhenkamp, who came off from the mound.
Yeah, Meyer saw that grounder. Darted right to it, was right in front of it. Just an absolutely beautiful play there.
Gabe Lynn, the second baseman for Academy, steps in, left-hand batter. He's the lone left-hand hitter in the Lancaster lineup. Takes a strike, then swings and misses. Very good downward-breaking curveball from Ruhenkamp. That's been his bread and butter so far. He's had Academy swinging over the top. Fastball, waist pitch upstairs. Two strikes and a ball on the hitter, Lynn. Outfield shades him to the left, even though he hits from the left side. Ball is outside, and it's 2-2. In fact, the outfield is bunched way in for the ninth man in the order. Fastball up and in. Swung on it. Strike 3. Ruhenkamp decided, I'm going to try to throw one past him on 2-2, and he did just that. And that is strikeout number 6 in 2 2/3 innings.
Yeah, Lynn slammed his bat down on the plate in frustration after that.
Here is Aiden Langwasser, the good hitting third baseman for Academy, and he whiffs, comes up empty. Second pitch, just missed low, a ball under the knees, a ball, a strike. Outfield plays him to pull. He struck out in the first to start the game. Ruhenkamp firing outside corner. Looked like a slider, perhaps. He caught the edge. Plate umpire gave it to him. Good call, 1-2. Ruhenkamp again. Slow curveball, missed low, and it's 2-2. Ty Ruhenkamp takes up where Derek Meyer leaves off. Quick worker on the mound. Ruhenkamp again, low. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on Langwasser. Third hitter in the third for Academy. Breaking ball, low outside corner. Yes, sir. Strike 3. Ruhenkamp on a roll. Count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6-7 strikeouts for Ruenkamp in three innings. Fort Loramie up 4-0 as we go to the bottom of the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
We welcome you back here to Princeton High School. I'm Jack with Bryant, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee, who returns tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 4:30, 5 o'clock first pitch, Rushi against the winner of this game. Right now, Fort Loramie has the edge 4-0, batting here in the bottom of inning number 3. Stepping into the plate for Fort Loramie is, I believe that's Darren Fleckenstein. He looks at a pitch up behind his helmet. My mistake, it's Ty
yes.
Ruenkamp. Fleckenstein finished off the previous inning. Ty has been stellar on the mound so far. Looks at a breaking pitch here from Schmitz, the pitcher for Academy, and it's right down the middle. Schmitz again. Ooh, another dandy. Breaking ball outside corner. It froze Ruenkamp, who's down a ball and two strikes, starting the Fort Loramie third. Schmitz works, throws, outside corner, out. Oh, what a throw by the hurler, Schmitz of Academy, as he caught Ruenkamp looking. One away. Redskins now send up Logan Eilerman, who walked back in the second and scored one of the three in that inning. Fastball up and in to Logan.
Many multiple sports stars on this team, none of the least of which is Logan Eilerman, big football and basketball player for the Redskins as well.
I tell you what, at D4 schools, Bryant, like Fort Loramie, you've got to play in the fall, you've got to play in the winter, you've got to play in the spring. And that's the only way you can develop a pretty healthy roster.
Right, yes.
Otherwise, you're lean. A ball, a strike, and Logan Eilerman. Schmitz fires up and in, 2-1.
The good thing for Fort Loramie is almost every boy does that.
Yeah.
There can't be many boys, especially in the fall with band, that aren't in some sort of activity when you've got a 50-man football roster.
The pitch to Logan, swung on, yanked foul outside of third. Boy, he turned on an inside pitch and drilled it on two hops past the bag, a couple 3 feet foul.
So Fort Loramie's football roster's in the 50s somewhere, close to that.
And higher, then higher.
And then?
Pitch to Logan, dribbled, two bounces to third. Good play, third baseman of Academy. Nice job to Langwasher, throw to first in time. And two Redskins are retired here in the fourth.
And then when you get to baseball here, you have not one but two JV squads in this Fort Loramie program. There are not many D4 schools that can say that.
No, very well said. Coach Sanders and I had a conversation about that earlier in the week. And you've got, you know, what you might call the A-plus JV squad, then the A
yes.
JV squad. You've got to work your way up through, you know, the units. And it's a very healthy situation. Boy, it promotes development. Here's a line drive to left field off the bat of Grudich, and a great play is made. Diving in short left is J.P. Vance. He came hard charging. It was a sprint by him. He went to his knees and gliding along the turf here at Princeton Stadium. He hauled it in. That was one heck of a play, robbing Grudich of at least a single. And it dropped. It might have skidded by. Redskins are out in the third. We go to the fourth. Fort Loramie leads Lancaster Academy 4-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, we start the fourth inning. Lancaster Academy has sent 10 hitters to the plate in three innings. Ty Ruhenkamp for Fort Loramie is one batter over the minimum. He's allowed a walk, no hits, and has struck out seven. And he's ahead in the count here to Matthew Keener to start the fourth inning. Keener swings, gets a hold of one, drives it deep center field. Fort Loramie's Logan Eilerman on his horse, and he's got it. About 375 from home plate. Nice play by Logan Eilerman as Keener put a charge into one for Academy.
And that's the 23, Andrew Keener.
One away on the long fly to center. Here's Andrew Keener. Curveball low and in. Ty Ruhenkamp has sparkled so far for Fort Loramie. His curveball has been razor sharp. He's 2-0 here on Andrew Keener. Fort Loramie leads 4-0. But to tell you what, we saw how strong a 2-0 lead was in game one. It wasn't very good because Rushi sent 10 men to the plate in the fourth inning and hung a 6 on the scoreboard against Southeastern, coming from a 2-0 deficit to beat the Trojans by a score of 6-2. Second hitter in the fourth, Andrew Keener, has walked on a 3-1 pitch. Annie Schultz steps in. Schultz, as I alluded earlier, was the winning pitcher in the district final for Academy over East Knox. Here's the pitch to Schultz, outside corner, above the belt, and it's a strike.
And going back to that Rushi game, Jack, they were able to hit outside of that inning, but it's kind of incredible when you stop and think. They did get everything in that one inning. It was that one big outburst.
Exactly.
Aided by a couple of Southeastern miscues, but that's all they needed. And, of course, great pitching from Grant Saunders certainly aided in that.
Here's the pitch to the plate. Curveball missed inside. A ball, a strike on Schultz. Runner at first for Academy. Top of the fourth, Fort Loramie 4. Lancaster Christian Academy 0. Outfield in around to the left. Pitch to Schultz. Foul to the screen. 1-2. Infield double play depth. Evan Eilerman at short. Maverick Grudich at second are not super deep. Pickoff attempt at first. Nice play over there by Derek Meyer, who went off the bag to retrieve the throw.
The entire Rushi team was here a while to watch some of this game, but they have all cleared out now. Some coaches still in the house. obviously, I don't know that there's much more you can learn when you're that familiar with each other, as these two teams will be if Fort Laramie keeps his lead here.
Pitch to Schultz outside, throw down to second, or down to first base, I should say, by Owen Plyman is late. Runner gets back, 2-2 here on Schultz.
Assuming Fort Laramie keeps this lead, that'll be their sixth meeting in the last two seasons tomorrow.
Wind up pitch, ooh, low and away, and I think it's gone full.
It has.
Yep, 3-2. Important pitch right here, 3-2, one out, one on for Academy in the top of the fourth. Ruhenkamp needs a strike. He's got a bear down. No, it's way low and outside, ball four. Ruhenkamp momentarily losing command. And Academy now has two runners aboard, one out in the top of the fourth inning. Ruhenkamp still has not given up a hit, but...
That was walk number three right there.
Right. A gapper right here could make this a 4-2 game just like that. Justin Hamill, the catcher, steps in. Hamill on the year, a .380 on-base percentage. Right-hand batter, infield double play depth again. Outfield shallows up. He'll go forward at third, even with the bag. Foul, out of play to the right. No balls, a strike. Ruhenkamp's got to bear down here for Fort Laramie.
And Ruhenkamp's pitching count is getting up there now. That was pitch number 63.
Ruhenkamp into the stretch. Peters back at second. Slow breaking curveball way high. 1-1. Runner with a lengthy lead at second. Evan Eilerman sneaks in behind. Here's the pitch to the plate by Ruhenkamp. Swung on. Hit hard toward Eilerman. Fumbles again. Everybody's safe. Eilerman had a chance for a sure force out. He had to take a couple steps to his right. The ball was hit toward the hole fairly sharply, but he got there in plenty of time and just could not find the handle. Tough break. Redskins with a miscue. And now the bases are loaded without the aid of a hit. And here is Jimmy Schmidt stepping in, trying to help his own cause, the pitcher for Academy. Slow curveball way up high. No place to put Schmidt. They're loaded, one out. Redskins lead 4-0. But that margin is in jeopardy at the moment. Pitch to Schmitz. In the dirt, 2-0. Ruhenkamp's lost it.
This is the type of situation Fairfield Christian has been able to capitalize on, Jack, as you talked about that district final win.
Swing, little blooper, right field. Is it deep enough for the runner to tag? Yep, he moves up. Throw late to the plate. Return throw to third, safe. Both runners tag and out recorded. A run registered for Academy. Ball hit to right field. Fairly short to Carson Tennery. Good wheels on third for Academy in the person of Andrew Keener. He darted home, but as a result of the throw to the plate, then the throw to third, both runners advanced. A single now would manufacture two.
Again, this is the situation that Fairfield Christian has been able to capitalize on. You talked about that district final win over East Knox. They were able to take advantage of miscues and errors to be able to come back and rally in that game that was suspended.
Yep.
And finished on a different day.
A bloop single right here, and we got a 4-3 game. Here's the pitch to Hankison, and it squirted foul out of play over the dugout to the right. Runners at second and third for Academy. A run home, top of the fourth. Fort Laramie leads it 4-1. Ruhenkamp has got to put his nose to the grindstone right here. Inside curveball, belated swing by Hankison, and he whiffs. Two strikes.
He set Ruhenkamp up for that pitch.
Yep. 0-2 pitch to Hankison. Curveball again. Swing and a miss. Ruhenkamp gets the strikeout.
Yes.
And technically in the scorebook, although he's given up a run, preserves the no-hitter. He's got a no-no going. We played 3.5. We're done here in the top of the fourth. Academy gets a run on no hits. Fort Loramie leads 4-1. Bottom of the fourth coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
It is 4-1, Fort Loramie, bottom of inning number 4. Academy played it a run without a hit in the top of the fourth. 4-1 game. Redskins batting. First pitch a ball inside. Next pitch up and in. 2-0 on the Redskins hitter, Isaac Ratterman, as we open up play in the bottom of the fourth. Ratterman takes a strike. Two balls, a strike, wind up, pitch on the play by Schmidt, and it's looped off the handle into short center, and it's going to drop for a base hit. Redskins get a bleeder for a hit into short center field. I'm not sure if I erred on who that last hitter was. My mistake. I looked at my score pad wrong. That was Owen Plyman.
Yes.
My mistake. That was Owen Plyman. I was making wrong eye contact with my scoring book notes. Nice hit by Plyman. Here's a swing and a miss by Derek Meyer at the plate. The ball eludes the catcher, and a very alert Owen Plyman darts down to second. How about that? Redskins try to get that run right back that they gave away in the top of the fourth.
Plyman's single there is their seventh hit on the day, so they are racking him up here quickly.
And Owen's 2-for-2. He's got a bunt single. Derek Meyer 1-for-2 with a bunt single. Derek squares to bunt again. Runner at first with no outs. Outfield is pretty deep for Derek Meyer. Very deep in center, in fact. Pitch to Derek, way low and in, it bounced. Two balls and no strikes on Meyer. We're in the bottom of the fourth, Fort Loramie 4, Lancaster Christian Academy 1. Rushi defeated Southeastern 6-2 after trailing 2-0 early. Scored 6 in the fourth to put the game away. Rushi awaits the winner of this one for the regional championship and a berth in the state Final Four in Akron next Thursday. Here's the pitch to the plate. Meyer, another splendid bunt. Third base side, rolling foul at the last second. That one did trickle foul. His bunt was so well placed back in the second inning that it rolled 60-some feet down the line at third, about 3 inches parallel to the stripe, the whole entire way, all 60 feet. You couldn't have rolled it down there any better with your hand.
It's funny watching the pitcher Schmitz on that. He ran over and then backpedaled ahead of it the whole way, waiting for it to go foul, and it never did. And I said it was a beautiful bunt.
Inside pitch to Meyer, who takes 3-1. Plyman at second with the base knock to short center to start the inning. And Derek Meyer looks at a pitch in. I thought that was ball four. I goofed. Now it's three balls on Derek. Schmitz into the windup. Soft stuff again in the dirt. Bounces to the plate. Myers on it first. Blyman's on it second. Fort Loramie, two on, none out. Evan Eilerman, who has cracked two singles hard to the outfield, steps in. Under normal circumstances, I might think he'd be bunting. But the way Evan has handled Schmitz, boy, you might just have him swing away.
Right. Now, Fort Loramie no longer looking at just getting that run back, Jack. They're thinking about tacking on several here.
Right.
Great opportunity for that.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. Pitch to Evan Eilerman. He does bunt, and it's foul. A good 6 feet foul to the third base side. Fort Loramie playing small ball, leading Academy 4-1. Redskins trying to tack on, get two more runners in scoring position for Carson Tennery, who's had a hit and been safe on an error. Pitch to Eilerman, swung on, drilled to the right side, foul by inches. That had extra base hit all over it. Tough break for Evan. He turned on it, jerked it just inches foul outside of first. Two strikes on Eilerman. Schmitz is thinking strikeout. Evan is thinking, I got to get the barrel on this one. Carson Tennery to follow. Fort Loramie trying to do more damage here in the fourth, already up 4-1. Here's the pitch by Schmitz, way up and away for a ball. 1-2 on Evan. Mighty big hitter in this game. This batter and the next for Fort Loramie. Very important. And Schmitz just virtually wasted two pitches way out of the zone. And the count is now 2-2 on Evan Eilerman. The action pitch is coming up right here. Schmitz needs to get an out. Throws, change up, line drive, second base, leaping is Lynn. Great catch, throw to short,
wow.
Out! Shortstop came across the bag in time to get the double play. My, oh my, Lynn with a terrific catch, flipped to throw on to Andrew Keener, and the shortstop was gliding across the bag, and he beat the base runner, Owen Plyman, by just a foot or so in the nick of time to get the double play, and that is just what the doctor ordered for the pitcher, Schmitz.
Yes, absolutely.
Of Lancaster Academy. Eilerman hit that ball every bit as hard as he spanked his two singles earlier. End result, a DP. Runner on first with two out now.
Fairfield Christian making the plays to stay in this.
Yes, yes. 4-1 lead, Fort Loramie. Tennery takes high, then he takes outside, 2-0. Only one on now at first. That's Derek Meyer. I might expect to see him to take off here. Schmitz working out of the stretch to Tennery. Curveball popped up. Tennery didn't time it. It's to the first baseman who's in fair territory. It's about 4 feet from the bag. It lands on the ground. It lands on the ground. Takes a bounce straight to the right. Did it cross over the foul line in front of the bag? It wasn't touched. If so, it's a foul ball. The first base up and the plate ump converge. And I think it's going to be a foul ball.
Yeah, the plate ump came there and said exactly what you were saying, Jack.
That's how I saw it. Plays at the bag, fair or foul, or beyond the bag are the first base ump's responsibility. Down to the bag, short of it, the plate umpire's responsibility. And that was the case right there. Good call by the plate ump. Tricky call, but the right one. Tennery takes a curveball, a beauty right in the middle. That was in the heart of the plate. Tennery couldn't pull the trigger. Two strikes on him, runner at first. Schmitz steps off. Again, some late afternoon sun could have been the problem. That's what gave fits for the first baseman, Gunnar Ankeson, who gave up on that pop fly. He didn't see it. Pitch to Tenery.
Oh.
He pulls a line drive. Caught by the third baseman. Spectacular play. Wow. Lancaster Academy turning in two superb efforts on line drives off the bat of Redskins. One has turned into a double play. And that one there by Carson Tenery, if it shoots by the third baseman and goes down the line, Derek Meyer scores from first.
Yes.
So out of trouble is Academy in the bottom of the fourth inning. Redskins hit the ball hard. Nothing at all to show for it. A zero. We played four. It's Fort Loramie 4, Christian Academy 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Well, we start the fifth inning. Academy batting, J.P. Vance, the left fielder, into hit, and he looks at strike one and strike two. First couple offerings from Ty Ruenkamp. Our center cut, there's a pitch that bounces, one and two. Ty Ruenkamp has walked 1, 2, 3 in this game. He is not allowed a hit, top of the fifth inning. Zach Fly scored the run for Academy in the fourth. It came with the bases full. Fort Loramie with a big chance to put multiple runs on the board in the bottom of the fourth. Got a goose egg when very hard hit line drives were snared by the second baseman and third baseman for Academy. Here's a 3-2 pitch after Ruenkamp misses on a pitch outside, and it's fouled to the screen off the bat of Vance. Ruenkamp does not want to deliver a first batter walk to start the fifth, but he does. It's on the ground, wide of the plate. A walk for J.P. Vance. And here's Gabe Lynn, the second baseman. He's one of the two who made really good catches on line drives off the bat of Fort Loramie players in the previous half inning. And here comes Jeff Sanders to the mound for Fort Loramie. May not be Jeff, may be his pitching coach. At any rate, dialogue taking place on the bump. This Academy team has shown it's not been able to square up Ruenkamp with batted balls on the barrel. But Ty, simply not real sharp control-wise after the first couple innings. And is that Derek Meyer who's taking the hill for Fort Loramie?
That is, there you go, yes.
That is.
I had to double check the number to make sure. I thought it was him, but the public address announcer here beat us to it. That is Meyer coming in.
Very interesting. Derek Meyer with use here in this game beyond, what is it? Beyond 30 pitches?
There's yes, that limit is somewhere in that neighborhood, right? I don't know if it's at 30 or...
So if Derek Meyer finishes out this game, he would not be able to come back tomorrow.
I just got my nachos.
So
I'm going to guess that they probably won't do that. They'll probably put somebody else in. We'll see. They obviously, like you say, Jack, they want him to get out with as little damage as possible.
Yeah, you make a good point. Meyer may be in to control this inning or the middle part of the game right here. And Lorme probably would prefer to finish with someone else down the stretch of this contest. But he has been Fort Loramie's best hurler throughout the year. That is zero on his back. He came in from first base, right?
Yes, and I did mention that Ruenkamp and Meyer both pitched in that 10-0 victory over Bradford in a district semifinal last Monday. Ruenkamp had two innings that day. Meyer had three, and Meyer did come back and pitched in that win over Springfield Catholic Central in a district final on Wednesday.
Well, Meyer, after his warm-up throws, starts off Gabe Lynn with a slow-breaking curveball. Lynn tried to bunt, missed it, and it's a strike. And same thing happens. Offers it a curveball, up empty again, strike two. Don't think either pitch was a strike. Lynn, a left-hand batter. Derek Meyer, left-hand pitcher, throws to first. Runner gets back.
You were talking about those fantastic plays at Lancaster Fairfield Christian made last inning.
Swing and a miss by Lynn. Derek Meyer comes in and registers the K right away. Big out.
That was Lynn at second base who made that one big play. That was the double play.
Yep, you're right. At the top of the order, Aiden Langwasser. Two strikeouts while facing Ruenkamp. Meyer into the windup. Pitch to Aiden, high with a fastball.
And Langwasser is the one who made that great catch over at third there to end that inning.
Yep. Next pitch to Langwasser, strike on the outside half. 1-2 or 2-1, Bryant?
That is 2-1 now.
Derek Meyer is a runner at first. Fort Loramie leads 4-1. Top of the fifth, Langwasser shoots a foul out of play to the right. 2-2 count. 4-1 lead, Redskins. Academy trying to make some noise. A no-out walk was issued by Ruenkamp to J.P. Vance, then a pitching change by the Redskins. Meyer throws way wide to Langwasser, and I think it's gone full 3-2.
It has.
Big pitch on the way by Derek Meyer. Way high with a fastball. And Academy's in business. Two on, one out here in the top of the fifth inning. And here comes Matthew Keener. Tell you what, Matthew Keener, Andrew Keener, next two hitters, best hitters in this lineup by far. Very dangerous. Derek Meyer's got a bear down. Here's the center fielder, Matthew Keener, swings at a pitch in the dirt. It's a strike.
Ruenkamp finished the day four innings pitched. He gave up one unearned run, four walks, struck out eight batters, did not allow a hit.
Right. Derek Meyer throws back to second. Evan Eilerman, 10 feet left of the bag. Two on, one out. Lancaster Academy here in the top of the fifth inning, trailing Fort Loramie 4-1. But trying to create an outburst and get right back into this game. Pitch to Keener. It is low. As looked like a two-seamer. A two-seamer by the pitcher, Derek Meyer, was down below the knees. And it's a ball and a strike. Keener, very dangerous. Pitch by Derek Meyer. Curveball is angled foul outside of first. Inside out swing by Keener. And the count goes to 1-2. Keener on the year, 394. That's his hitting clip. He's been red hot. Almost a 400 hitter is Keener. Two strike pitch from Derek Meyer. It's outside. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Action pitch upcoming here from Derek Meyer to Keener. Two on for Academy, one out, top of the fifth. Redskins up three. Curveball dribbled toward the mound to Derek Meyer. He's got it. Only play to first. And it is in time by an eyelash. Derek looked at third, looked at second, almost looked around too long.
Yes.
Big play to get the out. Now Academy's got two runners up in scoring position at second and third.
The good news is Meyer was able to get the out, so he has two outs with these runners on third and second here.
Right. Here is Andrew Keener. Andrew, the twin of Matthew, also a nearly 400 hitter. Derek Meyer winds, pitches low for a ball, below the knees, 1-0. So I think that ceiling for Derek Meyer is right around the 30 mark, and then he could come back in day two if he doesn't exceed that. Here's the pitch. The ball hit hard. Evan Eidelman at short. He knocks it down. Recovery for the second baseman, Grudich. Late throw to first. Run scores. 4-2. First hit of the game for Academy. The ball belted hard to the left of Eidelman, who did well to keep it in the infield. That prevented a second run from scoring. Nice play by Evan, but he swatted the ball so hard it traveled past Grudich, the second baseman. And Fort Loramie had no play at first, and runners are on the corners, first and third for Academy. And here's Manny Schultz. It's a 4-2 game. Meyer throws to Schultz, inside curveball, swing and a miss for a strike. Head coach Jeff Sanders of Fort Loramie knew what was upcoming in the order, the Keeners. And he didn't take a chance on Ruhenkamp trying to pitch through it. And here is a steal of second base by Christian Academy. Nicely done on the play by Andrew Keener. He hesitated going from first to second, was trying to maybe contrive a rundown. Fort Loramie didn't throw it. Easy steal of second as Loramie allowed it. And here's a called strike, a good curveball to Schultz. Two strikes on him. Derek Meyer's got to put him away right here. Fastball outside corner. Yes, sir. Strike three. Huge out. A K recorded by Derek Meyer with two on and two out in the fifth. Academy gets one more. It's a 4-2 game. Fort Loramie, as we go to the bottom of the fourth on Scores, or I should say the bottom of the fifth on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in LA, California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, thanks so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to an array of outstanding underwriting sponsors, including M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. M&A's got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires. Need the right solution for true comfort? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie can do just that for you. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. Go online, set your appointment for true comfort at tomjerrys.com. Redskins batting here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Isaac Ratterman at the plate. after Fort Loramie lost a couple chances to score in the fourth. Two lineouts, one a double play. Here's a very high curveball thrown by Schmitz after Ratterman jerked one foul to the left. 1-1 on Isaac. The pitch by Schmitz is flared to right. Right fielder retreats. Wynn's carrying it. He goes back, and he's got it for the out. Nice play by the Academy right fielder who is fighting sun and wind. Well done by Julius Wilson. Ratterman almost sneaked that one over his head.
Yeah. Fairfield Christian, definitely a pesky bunch here. They are making the plays.
Here's Darren Fleckenstein into the plate for the Redskins. He swings, dribbles one to the backstop, foul. I tell you, Schmitz, quick worker.
Yes.
It seems like he's throwing slower and slowest.
Yes.
A lot of soft stuff, keeping Fort Loramie off balance. There's a hard ground ball to short. 1-2 hops to the shortstop, Andrew Keener. Got it. Guns it to first, and Ratterman is put away. Two down for the Redskins.
Yeah, that was a hard throw. Hankison at first had to leap up to get it, Jack, but he was able to, and he came down, put a foot on the bag. That's the type of plays that they've been making today, even when in their iffy situations, they're still able to come up with the outs.
This is only a 4-2 ball game. Ty Ruhenkamp in at the plate, two down for the Redskins. Here in the bottom of the fifth, Fort Loramie hangs on to a 4-2 edge. Next pitch by Schmitz, outside corner, strike. A ball and a strike to the hitter, Ty Ruhenkamp. Looking ahead, Academy will have hitter number 5 in the order, Justin Hamill, to start the next inning in the sixth. Pitch to Ruhenkamp. Swung, foul, tip back to the screen. Two strikes on Ty. So it's conceivable if Fort Loramie has efficient pitching in the next two frames, Academy may not get the Keeners up again before this game finishes. Ty Ruhenkamp waits and waits forever before swinging and finally fouling it off. Redskins have had to adjust and continue to adjust throughout this game to the soft throws. Here's a ball nubbed by Ruhenkamp back to the mound. Excuse me as I lose my voice. I've got a croak in my throat. Good play off the mound by the pitcher, Schmitz. He hustled in. Ball was hit very lightly by Ruhenkamp. Close play at first. Out. Inning is over. And we've got a ball game 4-2. Redskins out in order in the fifth. We go to the sixth. Sixth inning upcoming. Redskins 2, Academy, or I should say Redskins 4, Academy 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Osgoodbank.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, Bryant, Fort Loramie chooses to go to Taron Fleckenstein. 32 innings pitched on the year, 16 hits. He will try to close it out here in the sixth and seventh. Derek Meyer didn't reach that 30 mark. He could come back and pitch tomorrow. Here's the ball blooped off the handle up the middle. Evan Eilerman's got it on the run near the second base bag. Shortstop for the Redskins makes the play. One pitch, one out. Little pop out to short off the bat of Justin Hamill, the catcher for Academy. Here's Jimmy Schmitz, the pitcher. Flickenstein throws up and in for a ball. Taryn Flickenstein winds, pitches at the knees. No, below the knees, ball two. Bases on balls right now, the Redskins' worst enemy. There's a strike. Center cut. Two balls and a strike. Taryn working quickly. Strides into the fourth pitch of this hitter, who lifts it into center field. Logan Eilerman says it's all mine in his tracks. Three steps to his left. Got it for the out. Two away. Fort Loramie, four outs from advancing to the regional championship tomorrow at 5 against Rushi. Rushi won the first game today, 6-2 over Southeastern. Here is Gunnar Hankison, first baseman for Academy. He looks at Fleckenstein's pitch, a curveball in and over, first strike one. No balls and a strike on Hankison. Next pitch by Fleckenstein. Hankison goes down to his knees, tries to scrape it off the dirt, can't do it. Strike two. Bruenkamp working quickly outside for a ball as Owen Plyman tried his best to flame it, to frame it, but it was a good 6 inches off the plate. Fleckenstein again, curveball tap, foul to the right. We have been blessed here today, Bryant, with quick working pitchers.
Yes, we have.
Very quick. Fleckenstein again. Swing and a miss. Inside fastball under the hands. It got Hankison. So Academy will have 8-9-1 in the seventh. We're going to take a 1 minute radio station break. We'll take a 1 minute radio station break as I alert Derek back at WMVR. 4-2 Fort Loramie. We go to the bottom of the sixth on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit FRCOhio.org.
Here come the Redskins in the bottom of the sixth, hoping to add on, leading by a count of only 4-2, having scored a run in the first, three in the second. Lancaster Academy with one in the fourth, one in the fifth. Good pitching by Jimmy Schmitz. A lot of soft stuff. Here's a ground ball to short. Keener charges. He kicks it around. Late throw to first. Safe. And the Redskins have a runner aboard. Logan Eilerman, with those long strides of his, made it tough on the shortstop, Andrew Keener, who strolled in. The ball rolled up his arm. Eilerman is on. Redskins looking to tack on an insurance marker here in the bottom of the sixth inning. What a pitching job by Jimmy Schmitz. He's been in and out of hot water. Fort Loramie's hit the ball hard often, but he's still out there and keeping his club in this game. Here's a bunt. Very good one by Fort Loramie. Sacrifice is true. Nicely executed. Maverick Rudich made the pitcher bounce off the mound toward third to field the ball. Fort Loramie's got a runner at second with one down here in the sixth, leading by a 4-2 count. So a good sack bunt for Grudich. And here's Owen Plyman to the plate. First pitch to him is wide. Ball one. Boy, the Schmitz for Lancaster has been like a cat with nine lives today, reeling off the hook, inning after inning. There's a pitch in the dirt outside, and it's 2-0. We're in the bottom of the sixth. The winner gets Rushi tomorrow at 5 in the regional title game. Fort Loramie has got the lead here, 4-2. Plate umpire urging Fort Loramie players back in the dugout. They were up on the rail. Might have had two or three out of the dugout on the field of play. Low and away. Pitch misses the zone, but plenty to Owen Plyman. 2-0 to him. Runner at second. One out, Fort Loramie. Bottom of the sixth. Redskins 4. Academy 2. Here's a 3-0 pitch. My mistake, I missed a ball. That one's very high and outside. Might have been a semi-intentional walk by the pitcher who had first base open. Now 2 on, 1 out, but the top of the order gets restarted for the Redskins. Here's Derek Meyer. Boy, a base knock here would put a hurting on Academy. Outfield deep. Pitch to Meyer. Strike on the outside corner. Well spotted. Derrick's had a bunt single and a walk in three trips. Throw back to second. Runner in safely. Outfield for Meyer. Round to the right. Right fielder not very deep. Left fielder is pretty deep for Derek, who likes to go that way. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike on Derek Meyer. Redskins have 2 on, 1 out, bottom of the sixth. Stretch by Schmitz. Pitch to Derek. Bouncing ball to short. Keener charges. Gets it on two hops. Flips behind him to Lynn. Force out at second base. Nicely executed. In the middle of the diamond, an out is recorded. Runners for the Redskins at first and third. Two down. And here is Evan Eilerman, who has hit the ball extremely hard all day long. Evan's got 1-2 hits. Line single in the first, line single in the second, and then lined into a double play to the second baseman in the fourth. He's hit the ball harder than anyone in this game, maybe harder than anyone all afternoon in this doubleheader. First pitch inside a ball. Second pitch grounded. 1-2-3 hops to the first baseman. Foul at the bag. 1-1. Big batter. Boy, Redskins would love to inch that runner in from third and manufacture a fifth run and extend the lead to 5-2, entering the top of the seventh. Schmitz with runners at first and third, pitches to Evan. Slow breaking curveball high. 2-1. Outfield for Evan, shading him a little to the right and deep. 2-1 pitch in the dirt, low and away. 3-1 count on Evan Eilerman. Carson Tennery on deck. Maybe Schmitz fears this left-hand batter more. I think that's the case. The pitch is way high out of the zone. He walked Evan Eilerman, sending Derek Meyer down to second. Bases loaded, two out. Here is Carson Tennery. A single, a line out, 1-for-3. 1-for-3 is Carson. Big at bat. Pitch by Schmitz. Strike, knee high, inside corner.
Well, this would really take the pressure off Fort Loramie heading into the seventh and really put the pressure on Fairfield Christian.
Yep. One strike pitch to Carson Tennery. Long hold by Schmitz, and he throws it away outside, a ball and a strike. Inning started when Logan Eilerman was safe on an error. Grudich moved him up on a bunt. Another pitch way low and outside to Tennery, not close, 2-1. Here is where, if you're Carson Tennery, Bryant, just don't get too anxious.
Right.
Pitch by Schmitz. Oh, it's 7 feet off the ground. High, ball three. Make this one be your pitch as a hitter. If it's not, you don't take a whack at it. You let it go. 3-1 pitch right down the pipe. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, and Carson Tennery. Enormous pitch coming up here. Bases loaded. Runners are going with the pitch. Two are out. 3-2 to Tennery. Schmitz into the stretch. The pitch. And it is inside for ball four. Tennery leaned back. Plate umpire hesitated. Did not call it a strike. Redskins a break maybe. A run in on the bases loaded, base on balls. And it's 5-2 Fort Loramie. Here's Isaac Ratterman. Now a base wrap would really break it open big time. Three on for Fort Loramie. Pitch to Isaac. Line back up the middle. Keener ranges to his left. He spears it on the run beyond the second base bag. That ball is hit pretty hard, headed towards center field. But again, the Academy defense comes up big. Solid play by Andrew Keener. We have played six full. We go to the seventh and deciding inning. Fort Loramie clings to a lead. 5-2 over Christian Academy from Lancaster on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC Soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glasswork, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Hey, don't forget Jackson Center Pro Hardware now in Greenville and in Enon, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. 418 South Broadway in Greenville and on Dayton Springfield Road in Enon. Solid wood cabinets, soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. Also beautiful white shaker cabinets available to you in 3 days. Like them on Facebook. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Special prices, professional service at your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center, Greenville, and Enon. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his stores on scoresbroadcast.com. One ball, two strikes. Three pitches have been thrown here in the seventh. Fleckenstein works again. Ball is sprayed down the right field line, and it is foul. Oh, my goodness. Inches foul. The turf down in right field goes an inch or two beyond the foul line, and then you've got warning track material that runs parallel to the foul line. The fly ball down the right field line by the hitter for Academy, J.P. Vance, hit the lip right where the turf and the track meet. Just inches foul. A ball and two strikes. Fleckenstein throws, and Vance looks at strike three. Oh, wow, what a throw. The hurler, Fleckenstein, buried one in the outside corner, and the batter is rung up. Good pitch. Well done. Fine execution by Fleckenstein. Boy, he just spotted that ball quite nicely on the outside corner. Left-hand batter Gabe Lynn steps in. He swings and misses for strike one. Fleckenstein working very fast. Foul ball off to the left. 0-2. 5-2 Fort Loramie. Top of the seventh. Redskins with two more outs. Head for a showdown with Rushi tomorrow at 5, airtime 4:30 on scoresbroadcast.com. Windup, pitch to the plate, slow curveball, dribbled right side. Rudich to his left, eats it up, flips on to first, out at first base. Derek Meyer on the receiving end. Two outs now for Academy. Top of the seventh inning, two down on the ground ball, 4-3 for the out. Here's Aiden Langwasser stepping in. Two strikeouts and a walk for him. Only one base hit in this game for Academy. Just one base hit. That came back in the fifth inning. A base knock up the middle by Andrew Keener off the glove of Evan Eilerman. A ball, a strike on Langwasser. Fort Loramie one out away from a regional semifinal triumph. Strike two called. That pitch by Fleckenstein was buried on the outside edge. 1-2. Here's the windup by Terran. Fires to Langwasser. It is just low. Ball two and strike two. Did not miss by much. Owen Flyman held the mitt there, hoping for a strike three. And that pitch is way low and outside, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes on Langwasser. Fleckenstein gets the ball back, throws again, and it's wild outside and low once more. Ball four. Well, now you get the Keener. One of the twins anyway. Matthew right. Keener. Matthew up now. Andrew on deck. Two best hitters in this lineup. Both around the 400 mark on the year for Academy. 5-2 lead Fort Loramie. Here's the pitch. It's low to Matthew Keener, a ball. That's three straight out of the zone by Fleckenstein. Pitch to Keener, swung on and missed. Snap throw down to first. Great diving catch by Derek Meyer, who saved that ball from going into the right field corner. A ball, a strike on Matthew Keener, a strikeout. A bouncer to the mound for him, a fly out to center. Slow curveball high, 2-1. On deck, Andrew Keener, who's got the only hit in this game for Academy. Two balls and a strike. Two outs. Fort Loramie in the lead, 5-2. Here's the windup, the pitch on the way. Swung on, belted deep to right center field. Logan Eilerman on his horse. He won't get to it. It's rolling up the gap all the way to the fence. The runner on first. Spins around third. Digs for the plate. No throw. A big two-out double. 390 feet from home plate to deep right center off the bat of Matthew Keener. And Matthew Keener is down at second. We got a 5-3 game, and the tying run in the person of Andrew Keener is at the plate. It is getting interesting by the pitch. 5-3, Fort Loramie. Two outs for Academy, top of the seventh. Runner at second. Two gone. Tying run stands in. Andrew Keener. Pitch low and away for a ball. Well, you walk him, you have then put the tying run aboard and brought the winning run to the plate. And what will Fort Loramie do here? Is it possible, Bryant, the Redskins might consider a few pitches left in the tank for Derek Meyer? He doesn't want to reach that magical 30 mark. I think that's the figure that would then exclude him from tomorrow. It's a pep talk here for Fleckenstein, who's got a tall order in front of him, hard-hitting Andrew Keener. No pitching change. Fleckenstein still on the bump. Keener stepping in once more. The count on him, a ball, no strikes. The stretch by Fleckenstein. Outfield moderately deep and around to the left. And it's way outside. Ball two, 2-0. It's getting precarious. Top of the seventh inning. Fort Loramie up only 2-5-3. Tying run at the plate for Lancaster Academy. Here's the 2-0 pitch by Fleckenstein to Keener. Throw back to second. Eilerman makes a save. Oh, he went striding toward the second baseman, Grudich, wide of the bag to spear that throw in the web of his mitt. Here is the 2-ball, no-strike pitch coming up to Andrew Keener. Fleckenstein fires. Keener looks at it downstairs. It was shin high, ball three, 3-0. On deck, Manny Schultz, who's got a ground out, a walk, and a strikeout in this game. High, ball four, not even close. Fleckenstein puts him on. So, we've got Schultz to the plate for Academy. He is the go-ahead run, tying run at first. It's 5-3 Fort Loramie. Is that Ruenkamp back on the mound?
Yes, we missed this, Jack. Ruenkamp's been on here this entire inning.
That was a sneaky change before the inning started. Ty Ruenkamp came back on the bump and not Fleckenstein.
Now, they caught us sleeping up here. I just caught that.
Thank you for observing that. It's Ty Ruenkamp who throws a ball 1-0 to Schultz.
So, again, Ruenkamp has been on this entire inning.
Strike call right down the middle at the knees, 1-1. Didn't hear any public address announcement noting the change. And, of course, when the pitcher's in the stretch, you don't see the numerals. He and Ruenkamp, both right-handers, or I should say Ruenkamp and Fleckenstein, both right-handers. And Schultz rips the pitch to center. Logan Adaman retreats back 4 or 5 steps. He spears it for the out, and the game is finally over. The ball was hit hard.
Yes.
Oh, it was pounded to center field. Eilerman was playing pretty deep anyway. He tracked it down to end the game, and Fort Loramie hangs on for a 5-3 win. Ty Ruenkamp on to get it saved. So for Loramie, the pitching today went Ruenkamp, Meyer, Fleckenstein, Ruenkamp. We believe that was the order in which they were inserted. We apologize. We missed that change there in the seventh inning. But it was Ty Ruenkamp who worked it, and he gets the final out. And Fort Loramie wins it by a 5-3 count. A big 3-run second inning. A run in the first, a run in the sixth. Redskins had the pitcher Schmitz on the ropes frequently, but could not hit the knockout blow. And Academy hung around in this contest despite getting only 2 hits on the day, enough to produce 3 runs and make it interesting down the home stretch.
They absolutely did. They really showed up today, Jack. A lot of credit to Fairfield Christian today. They made tough plays. They did not get down on themselves early. Nope. A lot of times you see a stage like this when you're a lot of young kids, too, which Fairfield Christian is. When you have a lot of young kids, you get to the regionals for the first time. You get down 4-0 in the second inning. Things can go awry there, South. We've seen that many times at this stage. They did not let that happen. They kept making plays. They stayed in this. And it's not often you see a team only have 2 hits that is in a game as much as they were today. And, you know, potential tying runs on base there in the seventh inning. So great effort by them.
Yep, 5 sophomores, 2 juniors, and they are in it to the finish. Making Fort Loramie play out the string all the way to that final out. Ball was hit very hard to center, but Logan Eilerman was playing deep, and he snagged it to finally bring it into this game. The Keeners, the 2 400 hitters on the year for Academy, had a single and a double, only 2 hits for Academy. Fort Loramie, Bryant, didn't do much after the early innings. In fact, Fort Loramie had a base hit in the fourth. Other hits for the Redskins, 6 of them, came in the first two innings. So only a 7 all told for Fort Loramie. We'll take a 2-minute radio station break. A 2-minute radio station break is upcoming as the stage is set for tomorrow's regional championship. Like last year, it's Rushi versus Fort Loramie tomorrow at 5, pregame time 4:30, as I will be here with Chuck McBee. We'll take a 2-minute radio station break, then back to wrap it up in quick fashion. 5-3, Fort Loramie victorious over a stubborn Lancaster Christian Academy bunch here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.
Well, once again, to summarize, Fort Loramie 5, Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy 3, Rushi earlier today beat Southeastern 6-2, and we've got a collision course tomorrow, Redskins and Raiders regional championship for a berth in the state Final Four. A state semifinal game would be played next Thursday at 10 at Canal Park in Akron. I think we owe the radio station one more 2-minute break. We'll do that momentarily. I'd like to remind you that we've been so thankful for our Fort Loramie game sponsors here in Game 2. They're on the air with us every single Fort Loramie contest only. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. And M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you will never get tired of. In addition, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. We say hello as well here on scoresbroadcast.com to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like Brookins. Delicious food. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Don't forget Regal Trophy and Awards in Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. And Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Pinnacle will keep you moving forward. I'd like to say hello to Myers Tavern, one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com this evening, tomorrow, Saturday. Good time to drop in, say hello to the fine folks at Myers Tavern, a sponsor which joined us a little over a year ago. Thanks so much to Myers. Great food. I've been there. It's outstanding. 303 North Main in Botkins. We've got a full menu, and you can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are popular. Terrific strip loin steak dinners as well. Proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Meyer's Tavern, Botkins, phone 937-693-8271. Place your carry out now from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. An observation that we failed to note, Bryant, was the fact that the pitching rotation here today for Fort Loramie went Ty Ruhenkamp, Derek Meyer, and then Ty Ruhenkamp.
Yes.
We don't believe Taron Fleckenstein ever did pitch. We think
he did not.
He did not. We surmised that after Ruhenkamp and Meyer, it went to Fleckenstein. It did not. Ty came back in. And to his credit, he finished out the ballgame. Good effort. By Ty Ruhenkamp.
Yeah, he came back big in the sixth, retired the batters in order, and then got the first two batters out in the seventh. Now, Fairfield Christian did make it interesting in there and eventually had potential game-tying runs on there, but Ruhenkamp was able to coax a fly out there to center field to end it.
And it was in the fifth inning when Derek Meyer was inserted to help the Redskins get through that fifth. Taron Fleckenstein never did relieve. Ty Ruhenkamp came on, closed it out, sixth and the seventh. So let's give Ty Ruhenkamp all the credit in the world.
Yes.
In fact, shucks, he could very well be our star of the game for the job he did. Two insertions on the hill, not easy to accomplish, but Ty Ruhenkamp got it done. We're going to call him our Clancy's star of this game. Let's award that now. We'll take a break from Clancy's, then return. One more two-minute radio station break upcoming. Fort Loramie wins 5-3 after Rushi defeated Southeastern 6-2. Redskins over Lancaster Christian Academy. Our star of the game, Ty Ruhenkamp. Right behind him, Evan Eilerman, who hit the ball extremely hard. But Ty Ruhenkamp in two stints pitched very well here today and saved the day on the mound in the sixth and seventh innings. Now this word from Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, we'll take one more two-minute radio station break. You'll hear from radio station sponsors and additional online scores, broadcast.com sponsors, too. Never really did get cleared off down here in Hamilton County. Stayed somewhat cloudy, murky skies overhead all through the afternoon. It looked like long about 5:30, 5 o'clock, right in there, it might clear off. It never really did. In fact, it's very hazy, thin cloud cover existing still, no rain. It's supposed to be a grandiose day tomorrow. A lot of sun, a temperature in the upper 70s. We'll sign off in a minute. One more two-minute break. This is Jack with Bryant. Chuck McBee returns tomorrow. Redskins win, Raiders win. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
We welcome you back to Princeton High School. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing, Chuck McBee is here tomorrow. First pitch at 5. On the air at 4, Redskins and Raiders. Don't know what to think about tomorrow. Bryant, stop and think about this for a moment. Both Fort Loramie and Rushi have won 15 of their last 16 games, each red hot, each playing their best baseball of the year. Fort Loramie now 24-6, Rushi 22-6. Something's got to give. Titanic struggle here tomorrow at Princeton. It should be a great game. Phenomenal weather. If you can't make it, join us. First pitch at 5, airtime 4:30.
Yeah, they split in Shelby County Athletic League play this season. Rushi won the first matchup 5-2 in Rushi on April the 12th. Fort Loramie won 4-1 on April the 21st in Fort Loramie. And hey, it was Meyer who pitched a complete game in that first game. That was, again, a 5-2 Rushi win. Xavier Filippo went 7 innings for the Raiders in that contest and picked up the win on the mound. And then in that April the 21st game, it was Derek Meyer again going all 7 innings in that one. He had to pitch a full 7 to get the win. He struck out 7, gave up 4 hits and 1 walk in that 4-1 victory. And it was Cordonier who pitched in that game, a freshman, Braylon Cordonier. So yep. Filippo, we believe, is who Rushi is going with. And then it's Meyer who should be getting the starting call for the Redskins tomorrow. So very interesting contest as these two squads face off again for the second time in 2 years in a regional final here at Princeton.
Yeah, your summary and details didn't help me a bit. Both teams scored 6 runs total in the two games. Even Steven, it's a standoff tomorrow. Rushi and Fort Loramie join us. 4:30 airtime tomorrow. I'll be with Chuck McBee. For Derek at the station, all of our listeners online and on radio, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Cincinnati Princeton. Rushi wins. Fort Loramie wins. Talk to you tomorrow at 4:30 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.